أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن جاءه موعدة من ربه فانتهى فله ما سلف وأمره إلى الله، ومن عاد فأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. The Islamic economic position and policy is being discussed, and in that Allah Ta'ala, the basic Islamic policy is that interest is totally haram. The Islamic economic policy must not be based on interest in any way. And on the other hand, business has been encouraged very greatly. And this interest was haram in all the Shariats of before also. With regard to the Jews, Allah Ta'ala speaks of the evil qualities, وَأَخَذِهُمُ الرِّبَى وَقَدْ نُهُوا عَنْهُ. They used to take interest, whereas they were forbidden from taking interest. Interest is such that the lazy become more lazy. Just your money is working. You borrow somebody money and you get more in return. So you are sitting and doing no business. You are becoming lazy, and that money is just being used for other people. It's not used for the benefit of people. And the poor who have to take the interest because they are desperate, they are in need, they have to work more harder. They have to pay that capital, the interest, the capital loan they took, plus now they have to pay the interest also. So they have to work more harder. And Allah Ta'ala has made interest on the one side haram, that don't take interest. And on the other side, giving in the path of Allah, Allah has made part of it for us, zakat, that you must give. And more than that, all your charities also. And that is also encouraged very, very greatly. So a person by nature loves his wealth and does not want to part with his wealth. So Allah Ta'ala made it that if you just keep your money, and outwardly you will see it won't be growing. You just keep that money and you don't employ it, you don't use it in any venture. Then outwardly you see your money is going less, and because you have to pay the zakat, and it's devaluating also all the time. So by nature now you will say, let me employ these funds, let me use them. So you open a shop, how many people you'll employ, how many families will be fed? And by your shop you'll be serving the needs of how many people in different ways, whatever type of business. Or you open a farm, you start farming, how many people will be employed on your farm? And on your farm, you'll be feeding the nation at the same time also. You open a factory with that money. You don't just want it to lie like that. It's going to lose value. Every year you have to pay zakat on it. So you open a factory. How many people will get jobs? And how many families will be seen too? And also, what needs of people will be fulfilled? So Islam is that system that makes the economy also robust. It works the economy, doesn't let it die off. And with interest, you're just taking money and you're living on that interest money. You are killing the economy. The whole economy of the country is being killed. A few individuals, for their own selfish gains, they might benefit outwardly. But you are killing the economy of the country, and in the country, the vast populace are the poor people. You are killing the poor, and those poor few rich people, you're making them more rich. So Islam is prohibited completely. And also that people say that the Muslims are they are going down and down all the time. And the reason for that, they want to ascribe that Muslims don't take interest. But the fact of the matter is almost all Muslims in the present situation are involved in interest also. In spite of that, they are not improving. The economy situation is not improving. It's going down. And people say that how can you exist without interest? Without the banking systems and without interest, how will you exist? The answer to that is, as Muslims from the starting of Islam, for 1200 years, 1200 years, not only existed but flourished in the world. when there was no interest, no name of interest in a Muslim society. There was absolutely no interest, and they not only existed, but they flourished. This is the same argument which people say, put, if you don't bribe, how will your work get done? You have to bribe, then your work gets done. But the bribery also, as it was not existent in Muslim society for 1200 years, like that, in the same way, if we bring that Islamic system and policy in our lives, then Islam will again, Muslims will flourish in the world again. Unfortunately, we who know this realities, we have put our economic system one side, and we are following the economic system of the enemies, of the kuffar of the West. Then how will the world see what is the Islamic economic system? And so almost nobody wants to practice on the Islamic economic system. People who have got money also, when people will come to for a loan to them, they say, simply go to the bank. Go and ask, get your money from the bank. Those people who have money and who are wealthy and who can give loans, but they also don't want to. And they advise everyone, somebody wants to build their house, he's earning his money, he can pay, but he hasn't got that amount to build their house. But nobody will be prepared to help him that he can build his house, and he pays them off also. But we will just tell the person straight, go to the bank, go and get your loan from the bank. And the system that we have now initiated like this, and this is bringing our downfall, and we are going to keep on going down till we don't bring a proper Islamic system. And that is that every individual, or at least those who are conscious of it, try and bring Islamic life in them, in all. And one major aspect of our Islamic life is our economic system, mu'amalat, how we, our financial matters, and how we deal with people. Any individual on his own does it for Allah's sake, Allah will reward him for that also, and Allah will, by any one person also, bring changes in the whole world. One Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam started with his mission, he was one alone, and Allah made today 2-3 billion people his followers. So you don't have to be a Nabi also. Any one mu'min who starts and sincerely, in all matters, we bring Islamic system, we follow the Islamic calendar, that also we are so deficient, we don't know the Islamic dates also. In all matters we bring an Islamic system. In our homes, instead of having the Western system, we have an Islamic system. We build a home, then that also we build the architecture, must be Islamic architecture, which is Sharia compliant, that how Sharia wants to, but we just following the West blindly. Their open plan schemes in everything, all the ways that they do, we are just following blindly. So we have to bring Islamic system. So our economic system also, and whoever will start, Allah Ta'ala by one person will bring changes in the world. So this is our economic system, not based on interest, but based on giving, not on taking. Interest is to take. Charity is to give, and Allah made 2.5% zakat compulsory to give. When you have in excess of your needs, then 2.5% is compulsory that you give. And greatly we have been encouraged to spend more and more also in the path of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the reality of our deen, and let us realize our responsibility. We are to establish the deen of Allah, not to follow the ways of the kuffar. Today blindly all of us, learned and unlearned, pious and not pious, we just following the system of the kuffar, as though that is the only system, whereas that is no system. The system is the system of Islam and deen. We should follow that system. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.